Today, Missouri joined states looking to restrict access to abortions and get a state law to the Supreme Court to challenge and overturn Roe v. Wade. Missouri's Senate passed a bill less stringent than Alabama's, which was signed into law last night by that state's governor and bans nearly all abortions, with the exception of the health of the mother. Missouri's bill would ban all abortion procedures after 8 weeks of pregnancy and also includes an exception for medical emergencies, but not rape or incest. And Missouri would say that doctors who perform abortions past 8 weeks could get up to 15 years in prison. Lawmakers say women would not be penalized. State Senator Andrew Koenig is a supporter of the bill and joins us. Senator Koenig, have I got that right? The goal, as it is in other states, is to get a law to the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, when you look in, when you peer into the womb, we know that all the science tells us that life exists in the womb. And since science tells us that, I believe the state or the country that should use that to protect that life. The argument that we use in this bill, of course, we ban it at the point in time a heartbeat is detected, but it's just a straight out ban at 8 weeks gestational age.
Well, and do you think, you know, as you know, the so-called heartbeat bills ban an abortion as soon as a doctor can hear a heartbeat. That's around 6 to 8 weeks. Georgia also calls for personhood. Some people think that's going to be a high bar for the Supreme Court to look at. Others, like the Alabama bill, bans pretty much all abortions. Do you think yours has a better chance at 8 weeks?
It absolutely does. We actually have lots of legislative findings in here. What we have in the findings is at the point in time that heartbeat is detected between that 6 to 8 weeks, there's a 98.5% chance of that pregnancy making it to birth. So the argument that we're using to the courts is it's a viable pregnancy at the point that heartbeat is around that 6 to 8 weeks.
Why no exception for rape or incest? If a 12-year-old is raped by a family member, she would not be able to abort that embryo or fetus.
Well, because the reality is science tells us that life exists in the womb. And if that is true, which it absolutely is true, then why should that person be punished?
That's the same thing that people are saying about the 12-year-old. But looking at the past history, the very recent history that many lived through, according to Planned Parenthood, before Roe v. Wade, 8 in 10 women in New York City who got an abortion had attempted a dangerous self-induced procedure using wire hangers or drinking toxic material to self-abort. Many women died. Are you prepared for women to do that again?
I think there's a low risk. I think there's a lot of evidence that teen pregnancy is on the way down. People have greater access to birth control. There's not a stigma of a single parent anymore, and I think more people are choosing life. The abortion rate is plummeting, and the Constitution says that every person has a right to life, and it should be protected.
But as you well know, in past court cases, very conservative justices like Antonin Scalia have told conservatives, stay away from that, because the Constitution really doesn't say anything about when life starts. And there's that 1992 decision in which the Supreme Court preserved Roe v. Wade. It was a surprise. It was a conservative court. And the reason they did was they said, for two decades of economic and social developments, people have organized intimate relationships, made choices, defined themselves and their place in society in reliance on the availability of abortion. This is the court ruling. And we're reminded that anti-abortion groups at that time said that they had to show that abortion was not necessary nor beneficial for women. They had to show they cared about women. These bills, in your state and others, don't seem to.
They absolutely do protect the rights of a mother in the case of a medical emergency. You have a tubal pregnancy, that they should absolutely have that right. But life begins at conception. All the scientific evidence points to that being the case. We're using the part of the Constitution that says cruel and unusual punishment is not permitted.
Well, that's State Senator Andrew Koenig, a supporter of Missouri's new bill banning abortion after 8 weeks. Senator Koenig, thanks so much.
Thank you.